Hello and welcome back to Zone Blitz, the first Zone Blitz of the regular season. Pretty exciting stuff.
It is.
I'm Ashlyn Sullivan along here with John Osier, and it's pretty clear out here now, but with Hurricane Irma approaching Florida, it might not stay that way.
Well, and that's really the item that's hanging over the week. Yeah, the hurricane in Houston is going to cause that to be a fever pitch situation over there on Sunday. There's people talking about whether or not fans show up. I expect a full house, and I expect to be very emotional in favor of the Texans, and the Jaguars have to withstand that. But at the same time, you've got a team here that now has to deal with the unknown. And that's the toughest thing for a player and for the NFL. It's such a routine-oriented sport. You know exactly what you're doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's all about preparation. It's all about routine. They'll be out of their routine, at least mentally. So that's really a challenge. And frankly, I've been doing this 22, 23 years. I've never felt a situation quite as unknown as this.
And it'll definitely be very emotional for both sides of the ball on Sunday. But before that matchup, we have to talk offensive line.
Sure.
Now, Tom Coughlin says that he saw improvement from the Falcons game to now. Where do you think the O-line stands now?
Well, when he says that, you sure hope so. Because preseason week two, preseason week three, which are supposed to be the gauge of this thing. In the NFL, you're supposed to be able to get something out of that. Offensive line was not good in those situations. And now you're facing maybe or probably the toughest task they'll face all year. Houston's defensive line, Watt, Clowney, Merciless, it's not just names. They're really good and they're very dangerous. I don't know that they can stop them. Their object is to survive this game, give Blake Bortles enough time to make a few plays and maybe carve out a few holes. Realistically, Jaguars aren't going to score 28 points on Sunday unless they get some defensive help. They have to survive. They have to score enough to win. I think they can, but it's probably going to be more in the 17 to 21 range.
And today, quarterback Blake Bortles, after practice, says that he has all the trust in the world in his offensive line, but at times it seems like he has to have trust in himself. Now, where do you see him playing on Sunday?
Well, I think this is a, you know, he's played 45 games, so you hate to come out and say this is the biggest game of the kid's career. But if you think about what he's been through, all of the off-season chatter, all of the tweets out in the practice field about every throw, and then basically losing his job for a week, getting it back, he now has a chance for a rare second chance. And I think what he's got to do is he's got to relax. He's got to say, you know what, I've been at the worst. Now I get a chance to start in the NFL again, show this is my team. I think he'll play better than a lot of fans expect. I think there'll be a pick because you're going to have that situation against the Texans. They're going to put pressure on you. But overall, I think he's going to play a little looser and he'll play a little better.
Well, the good thing about week one is it's a fresh slate for everything. So hopefully
exactly right.
All goes well. We'll be back with you next week, wrapping up that game with Houston and getting you ready for week two. Until then, thanks for watching.